Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. I am here with, a bunch of dudes. Manly man dudes. We're here on the Nerd Watch on this lovely Tuesday evening. And I am joined by a gaggle of guys that are ready to talk about nerdy stuff, bro. All right, to my right. Starting off to my right. He is the Cinnamon Scallop. He is also the Cinnamon Scholar. He is the man who has a sack, officially has a sack full of hard media. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for A-Ron. He's in the house tonight.
Wow. Oh, I thought that was in the structure.
Oh, yeah. He was surrounded by controversy last week, but I think everything is okay now.
He had a good cry. Thanks. It's all good.
I don't think so.
I went home and I cried to my roommates.
Nice.
You guys are so mean.
Also, joining us this evening, he is the gaming guru himself. He was smiting away right before the show. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Format. He's in the house tonight.
Hey.
All right.
Thank you. Also, thank you for accepting me and for welcoming me into your homes.
Nice. Also joining us this evening, he is my old radio mate. He's the man I used to work with for quite a while on a show called The Ed and Greg Show.
The mate.
And when he was on, we called him Scotty D. He's the only man that made a joke that made me cringe. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Scotty D. He's in the house tonight.
Yay. Woo, happy birthday.
Scotty D.
Wait, I've never made a joke that made you cringe?
His made me cringe because he did it live on air and it freaked me out.
Do it now.
No, he's not going to do it now.
I don't remember.
Good. I'm glad you don't.
Was it the hairdryer joke?
Nope, it was not. It was not at all. It was pretty bad.
Can I tell my hairdryer joke?
No, you can't. Anyway,
at
people.
At some point, can you remind me?
I'll remind you after the show. He is the comic book artist extraordinaire.
I don't like the black ones.
He's the man who's responsible for
can
the.
Can we censure
brush.
Him?
Yes, we should censure him.
Can we at least?
We're
going to
kick him off of this committee.
Can
like
we at least
did,
remove
like
him from
Republicans
all the
Republicans did to Steve King? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the extremely offensive Todd Bernardi. He's in the house tonight.
Did you cringe?
No, that was a little.
I always cringe.
You got like a half cringe out of it.
Todd. That was really awful timing, Todd.
That was terrible.
That was awful.
You just called
timing.
Him Todd.
He's like crying.
He is. That was awful timing, Todd.
You know what would be awesome if Todd was a politician? Because then, you know, when he has like that scandal and then he has to do the apology speech, he won't be able to not laugh.
He would
be like giggling the whole time and
he
be like,
would be.
Oh, I'm really sorry. For banging that goat on the live stream.
No, it's totally true.
His wife's packing up the house right
gosh.
Now.
Yeah, she's
come out of here.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, also
one of the good ones.
Moving on from that tragedy, also joining us tonight, he is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books. He is the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con. And he is also the self-proclaimed comic master.
Maui.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cheers. Please put your hands together for the man they call Freaky Deaky,
no,
Daddy Leaky.
Call me that.
Yeah, everybody does.
Nobody does. Nobody's ever.
Everybody named Greg does.
All right. Come on. That's what everybody calls you, not guaranteed. Anyway, it's like a superhero name.
It's like
Blank Man. No, you know, it's like.
I'd rather have Blank Man. Call me Blank Man.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Thanks, silly. Thanks, Freaky.
Do you have,
it's all right.
It's all right.
No, it's all
right. It's a going away present.
As you can see here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Waikea Avenue, they are having a moving sale. And you can get your hands on some great comic books right here. Every single day and every single Wednesday is still New Comic Book Wednesday right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Did he forget to do something?
Yeah.
Keep going.
All right, keep going. Well, listen, he's going to have your new comic book list here coming up shortly. It's the comic book list for this week's New Comic Book Wednesday. You're not going to want to miss out on that. So before we get started with any other conversation, let's find out what's new this week. Now I know. Now I can smell it. In the world of the comic
can
books,
you smell it now?
I can.
Can you smell what is Cloyeca's cooking?
Yeah, I can smell it.
Amazing Spider-Man number 13.
Ooh. How amazing.
As Guardians of the Galaxy number 5.
As Guardians.
Batman. Yeah, Batman Who Laughs number 2 of 6.
What's that one?
The Batman Who Laughs. You came from the metal. Crossover metal.
Oh, it's a
Dark Knight metal.
Dark Knight metal, that's what it's called.
All right.
Black Widow number 1. Did you guys hear that there's going to be a rated R movie in the Marvel Universe?
No.
What's it going to be? Speculation. There's Black Widow is going to be
R-rated?
Yeah.
R-rated.
There's a lot of banging.
Well, I mean, technically, isn't Deadpool?
It's true.
Well, that was Fox. They're talking, I mean, they're Black Widow's from the Disney.
Disney Marvel. Yeah. Plus Scarlett Johansson's in it, and she'll, you know, she'll definitely make it R-rated.
Hopefully something busts out.
A wardrobe malfunction, yeah. That's the R-rating.
Her widows. For sure.
Conan the Barbarian, number 2.
Conan.
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, number 4. Fantastic Four, number 6.
Okay.
That's cool. The Flash, number 62. Hawkman, number 8.
Hawkman.
The Invaders, number 1. Marvel book.
Ooh.
And there's an Alex Ross variant, too. Mm-hmm. Ironheart number 2.
You should like that, Todd, because you've lifted your ban and hatred for Marvel for 2019. Isn't that your New Year's resolution?
Oh, yeah, you've agreed to let Marvel into your heart?
No, well, not into my heart.
You look like Rivers Cuomo.
Oh man! If you you want me to you want to destroy my sweater? let's get naked.
So what else is coming out?
Justice League Dark, number 7. Silent Sean, what's up?
Sean and Hose.
Man Without Fear, number 3. That's a Daredevil book.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Marvel Comics Presents, number 1. Marvel Tales, Venom, number 1. Mm. Return of Wolverine, number 4 or 5. Some more returning.
Oh, my God.
It's going to just keep returning.
Is he still old?
The Earth Healer.
No, this is the current. This is the one we know. He's like 100, whatever.
It's a current run?
The OG.
The regular Wolverine.
Got it.
Wolverine regular.
Who's going to spill it?
Bro. Spawn Kills Everyone 2, number 2 of 4.
Hopefully that's the one, yeah.
That's the one I'm supposed to die in.
I hope they kill you.
Is it called Spawn Kills Todd?
Spawn Kills Everyone.
Everyone. I'm assuming Todd is included in
it. Kills Todd?
When McFarlane watched the show, he was in the middle of drawing or inking Spawn Kills Everyone. Yeah.
Host the King.
So, you're not allowed to be on this podcast.
I came to say bye.
What about Escape Room? Are you leaving for real?
He's escaping.
No, review Escape Room.
He's escaping.
I hate you.
He escaped.
All right, fine.
There's Jelly Belly.
Spider-Man Deadpool number 44.
And Tequila.
Isn't that a country song?
Yeah.
Star Wars Age of the Republic Special number 1.
What is that one?
Age of the Republic book. Star Wars Age of the Republic Special number 1. And it's not for any character, so it'd be interesting because they've all been like focused on characters lately. There's like 5 or 6 of them out right now. They're really good. Suicide Squad number 50. Supergirl number 26. Superman number 7.
Who is officially part of the team for Suicide Squad in the comics? Do you know?
It's pretty much the movie squad.
Is it now?
Yeah, oh, okay. Now. Yeah.
Is that the same Suicide Squad that inspired the Academy Award winning movie Suicide Squad?
Yeah. Yeah, Killer Croc. Wow. With his Oscar Award winning makeup.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oscar Award winning Suicide Squad. Feels good to say.
Yeah.
You know,
does it make you feel good?
I feel like A Star Is Born probably won't win as many Oscars.
Let's keep the tally running and see. We'll keep the counter. It'll be fine. You
get to. I almost said the F word.
Yeah, you did. Everyone's gonna walk out.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Shredder in Hell, number 1.
Shredder in Hell. Ooh,
yeah. That sounds fun.
Is Kevin Nash Shredder?
That's Super Shredder.
Sorry.
Uncanny X-Men number 10. Venom number 10. And Wonder Woman number 62.
Wonder Woman.
I can't wait till Wonder Woman gets to 69.
Why do I have you on the show, Todd?
Because I'm hilarious.
That's terrible. No, you're not.
You're horrible. Yeah. You're a horrible human being. Anyway,
come on,
that, of course,
Star is Born joke was hilarious.
The Star is Born joke was good, but you went, once again, you step over the line.
I bet you Star is Born will win as many Oscars as Suicide Squad did.
Yeah, at least it walks away with one. I'm fine.
It'll be best song.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga for Shallow.
Best actress.
Lady Gaga for Shallow is something.
Isn't the name
I
of
think
the
I can
do raspberries for?
Is the name Shallow or Shallows?
The Shallow.
The Shallow. Got it.
And I feel like that's something we could all campaign for.
Wow. Good.
Lady Gaga being Shallow.
That is
maybe she'll win Best Actress like the Critics' Choice.
Well, that was your comic book list for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Come visit 115 South Waukea Avenue while you can, because the guys here are moving. And you can
Gypsy
get your.
Style.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're moving along.
Just
and
packing it up on our backs.
Packing it up and moving it on out.
Covered wire
down the hill.
And it doesn't seem to
in
get.
A man.
It doesn't seem there's any progress being made because comics come in every Wednesday. So it's all good.
Yeah. I like how he's laughing at this.
It's like, no, because I just realized, like.
Own private joke.
I know, no. Like, you're trying to move out, and all these new comics are still coming in every single Wednesday.
They're not going
to
stop for me.
They're not going to stop for you, man. So check them out at 115 South Waukea Avenue, right here in the heart of Kahului Town. And of course, you can go visit our good friends at Game Over Comics. Game Over Comics in Lahaina. They are also out there in Lahaina Town doing it up with for the nerds. They do Dungeons & Dragons night now, I saw.
They got regular weekly games.
They got games every single week. So if you guys happen to be in Lahaina, listen to this podcast on the island of Maui, go check them out.
They also have a ton of backstock pops, which, you know, you go to the stores, they have all the new pops that are out. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for something rare or something you've been missing in your collection, mm-hmm. they got a pretty good, healthy collection.
And that's.
I don't have any pops.
I always say Game Over Comics in Lahaina, but do we have an address for them?
Watch out for the black ones.
Do we know an address for the guys at Game Over Comics?
I like them.
It's like if you turn up where Taco Bell is and you keep heading back to the back of that industrial
area.
They're on the second floor of a building in the back.
Gotcha.
So a little difficult to find, but they're there.
All right.
Google it.
Game Over Comics in the heart of Lahaina Town. As for TC or Thomas Magnum, that's TC or Thomas Magnum, and of course Game Over Comics.
They're
going to
think
Lahaina.
You're messing with them.
No, what do would they? Seriously? Anyway,
I bet that's a cool name to have though, Thomas Magnum.
Yeah, right. And TC, it's pretty awesome. So interesting. Just want to let you guys know that the Hawaii Film Critics Society has posted their official winners for 2018.
Oh my God! Really?
Yes, we did.
Oh my God!
Excuse me. Maui Film Critics Society has officially posted their official. The Hawaii Film Critics Society. I always call it Maui Film Critics Society. You know
what's
funny?
Yeah, but you corrected it.
I
with
did.
Maui.
You know why? Because last night. The night before last, I typed in Hawaii Film Critics Society, and you know what came up, and I was a little upset about it, was HIFF, the Hawaii Independent Film Festival. So I was like, what the? So
there's not even a correlation there.
Maybe you should fix your phone.
No, it wasn't on my phone. It was on my computer.
Maybe you should fix your computer.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't my computer. It wasn't my phone's fault or my computer fault. But
you
anyway,
just said it autocorrected.
It didn't autocorrect it. I looked up Hawaii Film Critics Society, and what came up was the Hawaii International Film Festival.
Oh, then you did it wrong.
No, I didn't do it. I'll show it to you. Anyway, check out the winners for the Hawaii Film Critics Society. We have picked our winners for 2018, and the list is pretty long. You can check it out.
Some people picked them.
Yeah.
None of the people I picked won.
Yeah. You can check it out.
It's just like voting in America. Sweet.
You can check it out on the NerdWatch Facebook page.
You guys stop voting for Suicide Squad 2016.
Yeah, don't do that. Well, speaking of that, so if you're interested in checking out our best of list, it is on facebook.com/thenerdwatch, and our entire list for best film, best actor, best actress, also best sci-fi horror film, also best stunts and effects. So it's all there. So
worst
check it out.
Movie of the year.
And also one of the best ones is worst movie of the year. So that's really cool. So you guys can check that out.
What's the worst movie there?
Aaron voted for
my vote won for that one.
Yeah.
The Nun.
Oh, The Nun. For me, it was The Nun, because I voted on that, too. The Nun was the worst movie of the year for me.
What was yours for, Matt?
I don't even remember what I voted for.
It's just a really mean-spirited award.
The Meg.
No, it wasn't even that. It was something else.
Was it really?
Yeah. Do you remember what the...
Yeah. There was... Yeah, I think so.
It was the Meg, the Nun...
Dadgummit, there was
Breaking
a,
In.
Breaking... Yeah, Breaking In. The one with...
that wasn't that.
Really Union. That was bad. What's the other one?
I can't remember. There's like three stars just for having Gabrielle Union in something.
That's a good point. But yeah, there was a couple of there were a couple of there was a, definitely a couple stinkers in there. And we watched. Did you just say Fawn?
Happy Time Murder.
Happy Time Murder.
That's the one. Yeah.
Is that I didn't even get to see that.
I didn't either. Was it that bad?
Yeah. It was pretty terrible.
Okay. Good. I'm staying away from that.
Bad like how?
Like, imagine Todd living with you.
Say no more.
Say no more.
Is it like a Good Burger sequel?
Now it's like...
Oh, a Good Burger sequel would be like automatic 3.5 stars. Which just for happening.
Which would also be like Todd living with you?
No, that's like one max.
All right, well, I was actually kind of like... It looked terrible in the trailers, and then I was like, you know, maybe I'll give it a chance, but I guess I'm not going to even bother now. What?
Now I have to go see this movie.
You want to see what it's like living with you?
It's not living with me.
I mean, as a critic, aren't you supposed to watch everything?
Yeah, no, I...
So you failed at your job.
We have to try and watch as much as we
you
can.
You watch
as
so
much
as we
I watch everything.
Yeah, no, he...
You don't
yeah,
have... You don't
Aaron
have to
does
watch,
watch
everything.
That is very true. He does watch everything. So, yeah, I didn't
also,
get to...
Which is weird, because we don't know how he gets into the rated R movies.
He just waits outside for...
Well, my dad can you sneak me in?
Oh, no, my dad drops me off. He has to sign a form.
Oh, does he buy your tickets and then give
them
to you?
Yeah, he gives me a snack bar money.
Oh, nice. I like it. I think it's funny you call it a snack bar. That's cute.
What's that actually called?
It's a concession
stand. It's a snack bar.
Who calls it a concession stand?
It's called concessions.
Professionals.
Professionals.
Yeah, professionals. That's what they call it. Anyway, federals,
those are delicious.
I got to.
I'm on six of them right now.
Federals are delicious. Before we get into any trailers or anything like that, I did have an opportunity.
Were there any trailers that came in?
Yeah, there was a couple. We'll talk about it.
What?
But before that, I wanted to talk about something that is that may be of interest to the group that I watched this yesterday.
Oh, then it can't be good.
Then it's not. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
If you're interested in it, then it must be terrible.
I watched the Hulu doc. They like dropped a doc surprising about the Fire Festival. I ended up watching that on
the
Hulu.
The Vice doc.
No, it's the Vice doc is actually on Netflix. And now
there's two different docs.
And the Hulu doc actually threw shade at the Netflix docs in their documentary.
They were like filming them. They're like, look at these clowns.
Yeah, no.
Our doc's going to be better. Yeah.
It was interesting because I watched it, and the guy who put that together with Ja Rule, Billy McFarlane, they actually apparently.
Ja Rule?
What? Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
And Billy McFarlane.
Yeah,
they put this Fire Festival together in 2007.
Ja Rule got swindled, bro.
So apparently.
Ja Rule and Bobby McFerrin.
Not Bobby McFerrin.
Put together a fire thing?
Once,
Bobby McFerrin.
Once again, Ja Rule and Bobby McFerrin.
Not Bobby,
no.
Billy McFarlane. His name is Billy McFarlane. No, it's not the one.
All right.
But they it was a. If you guys are interested
worry,
in that stuff,
happy.
it was an absolute dumpster fire, and I can't wait to watch
Sweet.
The Netflix
doc. Let us not watch it then.
I can't wait to watch the Netflix docs coming out
you're
on
recommending
Friday.
This.
Because it's a very interesting story because it has a lot to do with
with the Nerd Watch because it's usually a dumpster fire.
No, because what you find out what's interesting in the Hulu doc is that you find out how the power of social media and the power of influence on social media really catapulted this this event that
you
was
really a, question the power of social an egg.
I know.
Is the highest.
It's bigger than Kendall Jenner.
Oh,
I know.
My goodness, man.
I know. I can't.
And
even
you're
believe
questioning
it.
The power of social media.
I'm telling you, man. I'm an old guy, man. But anyway, it's called Fire Fraud. You guys should check it out on Hulu if you can.
Fire
good,
Fraud sounds like
fire
a terrible
fraud.
Thing.
Yeah, it's really it's a very fascinating story
Ja
about
Rule
this guy
and Bobby McFerrin.
And then the rival documentary comes out.
Don't
this
worry.
Friday on Netflix, just called Fire. So, it's a fascinating story. Anyway, you guys should check it out for sure. Other than that, did anybody get to see anything this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did yesterday.
What'd you watch?
The series premiere of The Passage.
Oh, with Zach Morris.
With Zach Morris.
Yeah, right. On Fox.
Is that his new stage name?
You know what that looked like to me? That looked like it looked like a version of The Strain that's already on FX.
Is he still answering like that big phone?
It's huge.
The Strain, World War Z type of thing going on.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fine, because he can stop time, so it's cool.
Time out. So, wait a minute. So, is it good?
Yeah. First episode was great.
Okay. What's the gist of the story?
A lot of character development for him and for the little girl.
What is the gist of the story exactly?
The little girl. Well, this already sounds like The Last of Us.
Epidemic where everybody turns into vampires, pretty much. Oh. And,
okay.
What are the vampires like? Do they shine?
No. Sparkle? They actually look like the vampires? Zombies in World
War II.
They
look like fancy.
I thought you were going to say they actually look like vampires. Like the ones I've seen in my books.
Are they fancy vampires like Interview with a Vampire?
No.
Are they?
Ooh, those are nice.
Are they vampires or are they zombies?
No, they're vampires.
Are they fighting with the werewolves at any point? No. With the sparkle?
Does Kate Beckinsale show up?
The glitter?
So hang on a second.
So they find out they evolve a lot faster.
Uh-huh.
And they die quicker in human form. Mm-hmm. So they try to kidnap this girl and use her as a test guinea pig, because apparently children have
an immunity.
Yeah, have like more more cells or whatever in their body in it,
because they're still developing. Yeah, got it.
So he's like, so Zach Morris is kind of like this, badass like ex-Marine sort
Paul
of thing.
Mark Gossier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, Zach Gossier, dude. Gossier.
Gosselaar.
And
it's
Zach Morris.
Somewhere.
Anyway,
so Zach Morless.
So him and his partner are the ones that kidnap the girl and have to take him back to the lab. But he finds out what's going on, and he becomes the good guy.
Is Mark Voorhees in there, too?
And he tries to save the girl from
the
corporation trying to kill her.
See, I wouldn't care if any of the girls from Saved by the Bell were in it. I just want to know if Screech is in it. That's the only thing I want to know.
Dustin Diamond.
Is Dustin Diamond a vampire? No.
That guy did some time in jail, bro.
Yeah, he did, bro. He's hardcore, man.
Yeah, of all the cast members of Saved by the Bell.
His character is great, though. With him against like Danny Bonaduce.
Oh yeah, he did. It was horrible, man. It was horrible.
He beat up Danny Bonaduce, man. That was
his character is great in that show, though.
Okay, my question is this:
he was all proud of it too.
Should we tune in and watch it?
First episode was really good. All right, development for first episode.
All right,
and then Matt Reeves is executive producer.
What?
Matt Reeves and Ridley Scott.
Rock me.
Matt Reeves, the man behind the new Dark Knight movie?
Yeah.
That guy?
And the last two Planet of the Apes.
Wow. Go figure.
Helping him out is Ridley Scott.
Like Ridley Scott? He's the executive producer, isn't he? That Ridley Scott guy never takes a rest. It's crazy. All right. Well,
that's the last thing he did.
That's true. Ridley Scott, All the Money in the World, and then he did Alien Covenant. So he does that guy.
Sounds like a long time ago, buddy.
No. Yeah, it was 2018 and then 2017.
For a guy that's like pushing 83.
He's like 84. Yeah, he's like 84, I thought. So, yeah, he's
what
ridiculous.
What have you done for me lately?
He's got another
movie. And he's doing Gladiator 2.
He's doing Gladiator 2.
I don't know about that one, but.
Yeah, with Russell Crowe.
No, it's not going to be Russell Crowe. No. That would be awesome, though.
With Zach Morris.
The first episode's up on Hulu
Mark
and
Paul
Glossier.
Glossier.
Fox Now.
Yeah, Fox Now. So I suggest you go. Yeah, first episode was really
It's got a good. It's a sci-fi horror kind of.
It moves really quickly.
Okay, cool. What is it, an hour show?
What is this
called? It's an hour show. The Passage.
The Passage.
The Passage.
Of Christ.
The Passage of Christ. So Mark Paul Gossler is Jesus?
Passage.
No, he's not Jesus. Okay.
Passage with Zach Morless.
Interestingly enough, Passage actually sounds like an Akira Kurosawa movie.
Apparently got it huge ratings.
Did it really? Well, good for Mark Paul Gossler.
Gossier.
Good things should happen to that guy, because he's a very talented guy. He was on that short-lived show on Fox called Pitch.
Saved by the Bell.
And then he was on... That was not short-lived, though. Well, technically it was. It was only six
seasons.
It was
only like four seasons.
No, it was like six seasons.
Well, don't fade me on Saved by the Bell seasons, bro. I always count the college years.
What about the beach resort years?
Yeah, what about the beach resort?
See, I'll talk about the original show.
Come
what
on.
About Saved by the Bell Goes Hawaiian?
Those are movies.
That wasn't a full season.
That
bro.
Wasn't a full season, bro.
Is that where he wears movies? The tiki and then goes surfing and crashes?
That's
and
the Brady. That's the Brady Bunch.
Oh,
yeah. I even love the college years theme song. I think it's actually better than the original Saved by the Bell theme song.
I think that we need somebody to fact check you.
I'm you not should sure fact check me. Fact check me. Saved by the Bell. You can fact check me and fact check me on Saved by the Bell college years.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Thanks, Format.
So what are we talking about here? There was a Spider-Man trailer, and we're talking about Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that's right. There was a Spider-Man trailer. Spider-Man Far From Home hit the trailers this morning. It was a
nobody in chat wants to hear this.
Yeah, I know. No one does.
There's not enough Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. I'm done.
Apparently, it was promoted as a teaser trailer, but that seemed like a full-blown trailer to me.
That was like 2 minutes.
No, because real trailers show you half the movie.
I'm sorry.
Rockamy wants to know about the episode of the Jeffersons in Hawaii. So let's talk about that.
All right. I'm not familiar.
Oh, great. Never mind. Yeah, I guess we have to talk about Spider-Man.
All right, got to talk about Spider-Man.
What we're going to do is we're going to pause the show. Mm-hmm. We're all going to find this Jeffersons episode. We're going to look it up on YouTube. We're going to watch it, and we're going to get back with you.
We're going to get back to you. Absolutely. But anyway, gentlemen, I'll start with you,
Todd. So
that's
the show.
I'll start with you, Toddy
Thanks
boy.
For joining
just
us.
Because
and always stay fresh.
You haven't had an opportunity to speak really, and I'm going to regret this. But you watched the Spider-Man trailer, and now with your new attitude about Marvel, what do you think, Spider-Man Far From Home?
I think it's going to be fantastic. I think that we need more Spider-Man films, quicker, faster. I think that we've only had like maybe one every 2 years, and so I'm glad we're getting this one.
Oh, that's very big of you, Todd.
I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Good.
I'm really excited about
it. What did you think of Tom Holland's performance?
In the trailer? Why are you rating his... Oh, man. What?
What
is this?
I really like the way that he stuck with the Queen's accent.
Good.
Until he went, like, what's going on here? Happy and his aunt.
Oh, gotcha.
What's happening?
Okay, I
gotcha. He went a little British.
Scotty D, we haven't heard from you tonight, sir. What did you think? Did you watch the Spider-Man trailer, Far From Home?
Oh, no.
You did not?
No. You're going to love it.
You're such a liar. Yeah. Being a fan.
Aunt May's hot.
Aunt May's hot.
She did that 10 years later thing on Facebook, and she did good.
Yeah, she did real good.
Like a bag lady 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You didn't get a chance to come with us to see the first one. We never got your thoughts on the first one. Are you a fan of the first one, and are you looking forward to the second one?
Yeah. I'm a fan of watching movies. But
good guy. Good
not
man.
A fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like Spider-Man, you hate America.
I'm a fanboy.
That is true. You know what? That is kind of true. If you do hate
him,
I'm a fanboy.
Hey, Todd, we can totally hear that on the mic. God damn. It's freaking Todd, man.
You Jeez. Know, this is your podcast.
I know.
You can kick him off anytime you want.
You know, this is your building.
Kick him out, too. Absolutely.
I'm trying to just abide by the fair rules. I don't want to step on G's toes.
Kumete! Kumete! Kumete!
So, Dr. Leakes, what was your
I'm
take?
I'm not a doctor either.
What was your take on Spider-Man Far From Home?
It looked fun. It looks stupid. I don't know. It's like, why didn't you want to bring a suit to Europe? If I was Spider-Man, I'd bring that suit everywhere.
That is true.
You know? It's like, why? He looks at it and he's like, nah, I don't want to be Spider-Man in Europe. I was like, what?
He's afraid that if he's got to bring the suit, he's going to wear it underneath all of his clothes.
And then TSA will find out.
And then when he's getting intimate with MJ later,
they don't care during
he's
the shutdown. They're gonna like touch him and be like, "You're good. Go.
You're good. Go."
What is that?
I'm not getting paid.
Keep moving.
I've been here for 3 days and I've had a carrot. Just go.
So okay, so I do have a question for
and you know in the chat I think that was Format who said it.
is when Mysterio shows up battling the Elementals, and
is that the guy?
No, that's not me.
Is that the guy with the fish globe on his head?
Yeah,
that's all. That's all. Ganon. He's riding from his truck.
He said, "Why isn't he getting? He's outside in the parking lot. He's an idiot."
So
he's saying that the Elementals are a projection of Mysterio, although they did tease that Hydro Man is going to be a person.
This is a person.
Amazing Spider-Man 212.
He's a Hydro person.
Amazing Spider-Man 212. The first animal. Appearance mm-hmm. of Hydro Man is specking real hard right now. It was like a dollar bin book for a long time. Nobody cared. Like $5 to $10 max. It's like $60 right now because you see Hydro Man in the preview. And so if they are all just projections of Mysterio, they'd be kind of messed up.
Once again, my thing is that
market would tank hard on that book.
I'm curious about what the storyline is, number one. But number two,
he goes see
you're going on a class trip.
He's in England.
Nick Fury, are you not paying attention?
Nick Fury
come on,
kills
dude.
His friend.
No,
I got Todd critiquing his performance in the trailer, and you don't even know what happened in the trailer?
Wow. Did you not see it?
No, I'm curious as to, well, like I said, let me get your take on it first, format. What did you
sure.
think of it?
I thought his performance was spectacular.
Thank God, thank you.
Just amazing, even. What's another Spider-Man title they use for the comic book?
Amazing, spectacular. Just Spider-Man.
Amazingly
superior.
Spectacular.
It was superior Spider-Man. Superior Spider-Man.
Well, that's for like Ben Reilly, right? Superior Spider-Man.
No,
it's
not.
Well, me and Format were on
Spider.
Scarlet
some Spider.
Parts of the video superior it shows that it's red and blue, and then in other parts it shows looks like it's red and black.
Red and black is right. They actually did.
No, they do. Three, it's a red and black suit. There's
they're going to do three costumes in the movie. They're going to do.
And so. Maybe we'll.
I
get
think
more.
That's wrong.
They're going to do black.
Think red and black.
I think the suit will change to fit whatever he needs. So it's a stealth mode.
You gotta think it's one suit but three different.
You
colors.
Gotta yeah. remember.
Even the lower version was still full of tech.
And here, but yeah, but here's the thing: is that I either because.
But I don't think that this is the Iron Spider suit. This
no.
is
no.
this is
no,
the,
yeah, it's the one right below.
Yeah,
it,
right,
so.
Yeah.
Right,
the one
and
they hacked
that's
into.
Yeah. We got to remember we're now in a Marvel Cinematic Universe that has Tony Stark helping him make it. It's not like he's making these things. Peter Parker's making these things on the fly. So I'm assuming the suit can change. So obviously I would that's what I thought.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I would say that this is the same suit that he got when he proved himself.
Okay, so this is the same suit, just different abilities on it.
You remember at the end, there was a bag full of with a
got
suit.
It.
It
okay.
has a kill mode. You don't think it has a stealth mode too?
It's true. That's
I think that
point.
It's. I don't think that it's. I don't think that it's different suits. I think that it's.
Well, I don't think you're right.
I think that it. Well, I think that it's something that Nick Fury brought.
Maybe
he left.
But
his,
no,
he left. Well, why would they say that he left his suit at home?
Because
he
didn't.
Because he doesn't bring it.
He didn't.
And then Nick Fury shows up and says, "Hey, man, you got to be Spider-Man." He's like, "I don't even have my suit." And then Nick Fury is like, hey,
you got all that
all
in
these.
The trailer? Because he didn't say all that in the trailer.
I did.
You're know, assuming all of that.
There's two trailers, by the way.
Yeah, but that's the...
But they still, he just still doesn't say that.
Where he said, you can't take this banana.
Yeah.
They have... I
and
mean,
his suit's in
I read an article where they said that
see,
they're going to
have three
different
suits. See, that's not right. If you're going by the trailer, go by the trailer. Don't go by articles writing about the trailer. That
well,
doesn't count.
I think what's interesting is that why... Okay, my question is that he is far from home. So obviously that has to do with the fact that he's going to be away from his suit.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, that would be...
No, that just means he's away from New York.
No. I agree with that, but also away from being Spider-Man. That's what I'm getting out
no,
of.
No, in the second trailer, it shows him going through a European TSA. They mm-hmm. open up his bag, and the suit's right there on the top.
Really?
And the lady pulls out a banana and goes, you can't have this, and throws it away.
Wow. Okay, I did not see that. Interesting. So he does take it
yes.
with him.
But who knows? The difference in color could be Fury giving
sneaky
him another suit.
Peter Parker.
Who knows?
Sneaky Pete.
I mean, I think
that's interesting. I'm all for it. I don't know what I guess I'm keeping it under wraps. But I mean, seeing the Mysterio was kind of cool. I just don't know.
The black suit that you see in the trailer is just him, like in a ski mask with goggles and a sweater.
Nah, that's a whole noir suit, isn't it?
Noir suit.
It doesn't
cool.
look like it doesn't look like any of the other suits.
I remember when they were doing
like it doesn't
early
look like the red and black one or the
from
red
the
and blue
set, and it looked like it was a separate.
See all you guys. I didn't even see any of the.
I screenshot it to the group.
I don't look at the stuff you guys spam on my phone, man. It's annoying. Jesus.
I did see that. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the one who's under the arch. Under that tunnel thing or whatever?
Yeah, in the dark.
Yeah.
And the goggles come down?
Yeah. That's the one I saw
but
in the
trailer. But that could be... Why does that have to be a brand new suit?
Well, that was screenshotted exactly.
Why, the screenshot, really? Well, is that where we are now?
Well, he's the... Screenshots, you know, you gotta take, and eggs? You got to take a screenshot of the actual trailer if that's the case. You know, no, I mean, because it looks like... It does look like...
It looks like he's got like a bulletproof
vest on or something.
And
it
some
does.
Goggles.
Mm-hmm.
And a hood. And he's like getting... It looks like he got out of two... There's two cars behind.
Yeah.
And it looks like he got out of a car.
So was there any other actors announced besides Jake Gyllenhaal and Tom Holland?
I don't think so. I mean, Marissa Tomei, but...
They didn't
announce
anybody for Hydro Man or Molten Man?
No. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if
maybe they are projections.
That'd I'm curious if Mysterio is fighting the Elementals to... maybe he's doing the little trick where, you know, he looks like
he saved... To make himself the hero.
Correct, yeah. That's what I kind of got out of it. Like, he was trying to rescue... Great Britain or England. It kind of looked that way.
America's got to save him again.
I hated seeing Jake Gyllenhaal without the helmet, but when I saw the helmet, I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm down. But yeah, I didn't like seeing him without the helmet on. I don't know.
Michael Keaton's credited.
For what?
Is he?
Yeah, for Vulture.
Well, obviously MJ's in the movie, so
yeah.
He's going to be like, see you later, honey. I'm the Vulture.
That's not the daughter.
What?
He's not MJ's daughter.
It's not the other girl that stood up. But she's in the class, though. She's in the class.
No, she moved.
Oh, she moved.
Yeah. Remember, she moves at the end of the movie, bro.
Then what the hell is
he
doing?
He went to jail, right?
Yeah.
He flies over in his Vulture costume.
I don't know. It looks fun, and I have to tell you, my favorite is part of that trailer is the very ending. When Flash is like, you know,
yeah,
like
I totally respect him.
What's up, Stickweed? Like, it's like, sweet. I thought that was pretty funny. So I apparently Flash and Peter Parker haven't made
timeline.
Up.
So timeline.
Yeah, that's
before Infinity War.
Okay, I made the joke on our Nerdwatch page that it was Spider-Man semi-colon resurrected.
His colon was resurrected.
All right?
It was gross.
And then they grew him back.
I said it was Spider-Man resurrected. Obviously,
we just saw Nick Fury and Spider-Man die.
It's true. But
they're in this trailer. It's cool.
My theory is this is after.
Infinity War?
Yeah.
After?
The only reason why I'm assuming that is because we are getting Infinity War first. So my assumption is that this is happening after the events of the Thanos in Infinity War.
When's the
War.
Release of this movie?
It's going to be towards the end of 2019. Yeah.
End of 2019.
Is it? Yeah.
When's Captain Marvel?
It's Captain July, Marvel's in March.
The release date for this is July 5th.
So
July.
Right,
oh.
Because and so April is Infinity War.
Endgame.
Endgame is April.
And then Captain Marvel.
So this
February.
Is after Endgame.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh this yeah. Then obviously chronologically, yeah.
It is possible that it could technically pick up right after Homecoming.
I don't like it.
So it's possible, but you know, I'm thinking that it could be. I'm thinking it's right after.
I'm thinking it's right before.
Now that would be interesting. I just don't know how that would work, though.
Well, I would imagine that anything after Infinity War would include the Iron Spider suit.
Fair
like,
enough.
Like, why would he downgrade to a weaker suit?
Maybe the suit gets destroyed in Endgame.
That's what I was thinking
or he
too.
Has to
like,
return it.
I mean, it you did literally see it turn to ash.
Why wouldn't Tony get him a new one?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's already been disintegrated once.
He's got a whole closet full of Iron Man.
That is true, and I'm assuming that...
He wouldn't have, like, Iron Spider Mark.
I was assuming that he would have...
He might not, because, he walked away from it. Like, at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming, he was like, I'm not ready to be an Avenger, Tony, and he walks away from the Iron Spider, so he'd have no reason to have, like, a couple of backups if the guy doesn't even want to be...
But
you know.
To be fair, in Infinity War, the Iron Spider suit is resurrected. He used it.
Yeah, but he might. It doesn't mean that he's got more than one.
Fair enough, I guess.
I mean, so on like one hand, Tony Stark does overbuild everything and builds multiple.
But it's not
everything.
That he doesn't have plans.
But that's
to
not
build
for
anyone.
Him.
Right.
So that one could be that one suit. Like you said.
Like Tony can't
and at the end
it.
Of the movie.
I think Tony's stingy with Spider-Man
suits. He gives him back his
right.
The modified.
Well, let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, there is a reason why it is intentional that we see Happy in the trailer. So I'm assuming that even though if Tony doesn't show up, Happy's there for a reason. So I'm
Aunt May because
he's handler.
He married Pepper.
He married Pepper to raise Tony Stark's kid as his own because he's dead.
Tony, yeah.
I don't know. He's giving the googly eyes to Aunt May, though. Goodness.
Yeah, he's a scumbag. Like
he's not a scumbag. He's a swinger.
Very good. Very good, Todd. Very good.
Yeah, people are talking about like the bus theory, that they're in the bus, so it's them coming back from the trip. But...
Oh, that it ties into Infinity War that way.
But the bus is in Europe. And the
bus... You don't think they rode a bus to the airport?
But they're in Europe.
Stop being a jerk. Huh?
Like, at the end of Homecoming, they were in America.
Yeah, that's funny.
And at the end of the show, the bus was already done.
But
that
I'm
was
just
the
serious.
End of
I mean, they,
but
they
after picked, after this were, European trip, wouldn't they be riding a bus
that's
back?
That's what I'm
in
saying.
But
yeah,
the whole thing's in Europe.
They
didn't go back yet.
We don't know that.
No, you know what? That would be that's a fascinating
England.
Way to look at it, though, because if they are coming back from
England, we don't
know
if they come back to America in the last couple scenes. Maybe that TSA thing with the banana is him coming home.
That's true too. Fascinating. So it could be him, and then them jumping on the bus with Stan Lee because it is his entire class. It is Peter Parker's entire class, and it's not it's not like you.
Okay, put it this way: the Vulture's daughter wasn't there.
How do you know?
They didn't show her.
They didn't show her. That is true.
You didn't see her in the bus.
That is true. They did not show her at all.
It was all him and MJ.
She's actually not in the credits. She's not credited
oh, really?
In the
yeah.
film.
Well,
the daughter is
fascinating. Fun. Wow. Well, I tell you what. I think Far From Home looks a lot of fun. If it's if Spider-Man Homecoming is any indication, it's gonna be good. I mean, but then again, I said that about Amazing Spider-Man 2, and that sucked. So I'm gonna
still fun looking back on Fish Tank Electro. Don't make me angry. I'm getting electric.
I'm getting electric.
I'm turning electric.
As good as Amazing Spider-Man.
I used to be
is,
a nerd, but now I'm electric.
I loved Amazing Spider-Man, but yeah, it was unfortunate. I was really disappointed with Amazing Spider-Man 2.
There's a guy named Remy
Lobo.
That's Gambit.
Remy H-I-I. However you spell, how you pronounce that. Spelling. He's credited on the movie, but they haven't released who he's playing.
Mm. This is John Watts again, right?
Yeah.
John Watts is directing this one again. Very good. Super cool. I'm really excited. I really love the last Spider-Man movie, so I'm looking forward to more Spider-Man for sure.
Tom Holland's a good Spider-Man.
Yeah, Tom Holland's a very good Spider-Man. I would say that
he was playing golf over on Oahu the other weekend.
And sir,
really? Were you stalking him?
He's on Instagram, bro.
Oh, sorry.
He doesn't need to.
So yes.
He doesn't need to.
Yeah, so essentially.
So yeah, he was. Got it. I only
see what he shows me.
Also, other than Spider-Man, we got confirmation that just so short has the timetable been that Alika's favorite comic book characters are being rebooted one more time, courtesy of Paramount and Nickelodeon. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are being rebooted yet again.
Cat Dog? Oh.
They're bringing Cat Dog back.
Yeah, I cannot... I don't know...
Cue excited Picard meme.
Here's my thing about the Turtles being rebooted. And listen, you're going to totally disagree with my analysis
of
this.
Of course, because
like
you're
the shoe wear there.
Yeah, shut up.
We talked about... I mean, Spider-Man's been rebooted 3 times.
Well, put it this way. Once they've got nostrils, there's no going back.
It's true.
They can't not have not.
My thing, and you guys may completely disagree with me, and I have my theory
is that
I think because of the power of these other comic book characters that have come to life, it seems to me that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has kind of been the spectrum for watching that or being a part of it has lowered, and I don't think the excitement seems to be there for TMNT as it is for, say, like, the Thors and for the Iron Mans and all the Marvel stuff.
If it's good, I'm gonna watch it.
No, I mean I'm gonna watch it too for
Maybe
sure.
Maybe they were affected by the snap.
It could have been.
It's only two out of the four turtles.
But Yosaji's there.
Ooh. That, oh, God, why did you
That's
say
hard
that?
G.
Yeah. That's Yosagi. I just don't know if the excitement for the Turtles is there anymore. That's my only problem. I don't know if people are going to be down for that. But, you know, hey, I mean, I'll watch it.
You know, there's a chance they could use practical effects for the Turtles, and that would be incredible.
The funny thing
is, they use actual Turtles.
I didn't think that the last two were that bad.
Did it Roman style? Amazing.
I didn't think the last two were that bad. And I thought that the second one was actually better.
The second one was kind of like the good, like that was the film for the fans.
Yeah, that was a good movie. That was actually a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Oh, the Bebop and Rocksteady stuff? Yeah, that was actually.
And then they have the connection to Krang at the end and the whole nine, and there's a, yeah.
Yeah,
so.
That lost me.
Yeah.
But the Bebop and Rocksteady stuff was awesome.
They just had too much stuff. They did an Amazing Spider-Man 2.
It was like a super hard course correction, you know? And it just wasn't enough.
Okay, so then being a fan and knowing that it's being rebooted, what do you do to get people excited for the Turtles?
Stab him.
Well, it's
Megan Fox.
Like this
from behind.
Megan Fox. Hell yeah!
Comic
I'm down.
Book fandom is like cyclical. You know, it goes in like phases of like moods and seasons over the course of decades. You know, so it's
yeah.
Like,
now I'm a Marvel guy.
You know, sometimes you want to read something.
You've done a regular 360.
Bright, sunshiny, and stupid, and vapid, and fun, and whatever.
That's
and then,
why I'm a Marvel guy
and then
now.
You start being like, well, this has no substance, and you're just like, now I want to get. Dark and gritty and mean and deep and you know that's you see it in the movies because Hellboy is going to be fun.
You all right?
So you need something that's going to be
while, man.
You know that gritty and I think it's not a coincidence that also we got the new Dark Crystal coming out.
You need someone to burp you.
So some kind of puppeteer practical effects on par with Jim Henson is around and able to do that kind of stuff and deliver. So I think that.
If do you actually think they're going to do practical effects for the Turtles?
Oh, God. It would be a cream dream.
Wow. Holy crap.
His son is still.
Yeah, they still have the Henson.
And the Froud family is doing the Dark Crystal stuff, and that's all practical.
They did practical effects on the Star Wars.
No, my question is that, I mean, if that were the case, if you guys are right about that, do you think the Hensons would lend their talent? To Paramount for that, considering how tied they are to Disney, you know what I mean.
I have no idea.
That's what I'm talking about.
But
would have to be a lot of money for sure.
But the other thing is, you know, I'm sure they'll supplement it with CG when you get characters like Krang and like other outer space, whatever. Who knows what they'll do?
Awesome. That was.
There's so many different versions of the Turtles that they could pick and choose whatever, you know.
See, but my question is that do the Turtles work as? We have had the Turtles as light-hearted action superheroes.
I think retro pieces.
Go super dark?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm curious about.
It could
go
pretty
dark.
I mean,
Dark Knight Rises.
They come from the sewers.
Crap.
The first movie had a dark tone, too. You know, I mean, like, slightly. One of the Turtles almost dies, you know. I think they could. There's a bunch of different ways they could go with it and make it work. I would rather it be a little bit darker, but.
Corey Feldman's career almost died too, didn't it? In that movie?
He got stabbed. That's not a joke.
Stabbed, bro. Gotcha.
There's pictures.
Didn't know that.
It was on the internet.
I don't know. I don't think the excitement is there, and especially with the, I actually enjoyed the second movie. I thought the first movie ruined it, and then Tyler Perry was in it, and that just kind of killed it for me. But other than that, I thought they were pretty decent.
Justin Herman wants a Dick Tracy remake. That 1990s Dick Tracy movie
that
was awesome.
Was so good.
I tell you what,
all perfect for his
all
time.
Practical effects.
I still believe that Dick Tracy movie still holds up.
Well, you know what's incredible about it? It took place. I mean, they made it in 1990. It made a 1940s comic relevant, like super relevant. Like everybody was like Dick Tracy.
Well, the only reason why it was good is because of Madonna.
No, hell no. Prune face, bro. Prune face. He's got a little face.
I want Dick Tracy dead. It was. I mean,
you need to drink more
for a Warren Beatty film. It's got you got to give Warren Beatty credit. It was really good. It was all the weird villains.
It was the weird villains.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Dick Tracy deserves a lot of credit.
That movie made me a flat top fan.
Mumbles.
Mumbles was awesome.
Yeah, the 88 Keys.
And I've always to this day I want to find one of those polar bear water cooler things. So super cool. But yeah, I hope it works out for the Turtles. I mean, they're already making millions of dollars in cartoons. They're making a lot of money for the kids. So I'm assuming
Rise of the Ninja Turtles has been very polarizing still like, even, you know, when it started and you thought fans would get won over by how fun and whimsical it was, there's still, girl. Like, a very strong dividing line in the Turtles community about Rise of...
I don't like
but
it.
But I enjoy it. I have fun with it. Yeah. I mean, but a lot of the criticisms are right. There's no character development. You're not emotionally invested in any of them.
Right.
It's just completely wacky Teen Titans Go style. But
so, Aaron,
before that first Michael Bay movie, though, John Woo was supposed to...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The longest time John Woo was attached.
We could have gotten some mutant doves flying in the background.
Hey, why don't you shut up? That would have been awesome.
Lens flare off their eyeballs?
Hey, well, that would have been J.J. Abrams. What do you think would make a better turtle movie, Aaron?
Who would make a better J.J.?
Jim Jarmusch.
Something darker. Yeah? A little bit darker.
Yeah.
Like, you can't beat that first 1990 Ninja Turtles, so... Mm-hmm. Like, that was perfect.
That's kind of like...
Did Tim Burton do it?
I thought you really liked April O'Neil.
I like Megan Fox's Hogue. Turn into the one. I like the first one better than the second one.
Judith Hogue is the real April O'Neil. Yeah.
First she's of all, Paige Turco is the real April O'Neil.
Is she Ninja Turtles too?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. She's awesome. Correct. Yeah, and she's also in the third one.
Yeah, she's in the
third one. So would you want Megan Fox back as April O'Neil?
I want Megan Fox in anything. Just to look at.
Dude, she...
That's terrible.
Just to look at. She's not a good actress.
She's not allowed to talk.
Yeah.
I don't think
fall over and
see,
pick
and
up
that
things.
Was the only thing that I found super creepy about the Turtle movies.
They put her on a trampoline.
The Will Arnett, Megan Fox thing, that was super creepster.
Well,
right there.
What about the Michelangelo Megan Fox thing?
I didn't mind that. That was cute because he's he's a teenage.
That
look,
was gross.
He's a teenage boy with hormones. I get that.
Oh, he's like 8 feet tall.
That was gross. Yeah,
he's got a cloaca.
I mean, I'm not assuming genders here, but I'm pretty sure it's a turtle.
Megan Fox probably knows how that cloaca tastes.
Why can't turtles love humans and humans love turtles? I mean,
why can't we all just love each other?
Why can't we all just love each other? Scotty, what's wrong with that?
He's hard all the time.
How true.
That's animal abuse.
But I think if they take it down, because, like I said, so comic books, like comic book movies, are going to mimic comics and have that cyclical nature where you get darker and then you want lighter. Just like DC realized the seasons were changing. Yeah, darker worked for a little while. They were on the tail end of that trend and they suffered for it.
Yeah.
And now they're course correcting and they're getting lighter and things are going good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Seasons change. I think people are going to want darker pretty soon. I think that's going to start happening. People got excited for Hellboy, and they thought that was going to look dark, and they saw that trailer, and they're like, ooh.
But that Hellboy trailer, to be fair to that
it
thing,
looked real fun.
To be honest, I was cringing a little bit.
Whatever.
You cringe at everything.
No, I didn't like the way he sounded.
Oh my god, did you see the font they used?
Yeah, that Hellboy font. No,
and
I didn't.
That's
like,
over.
I didn't like the way David Harbour sounded as Hellboy. I mean,
I didn't like his accent. It sounded hellish at all.
It sounded too much like he was trying to be Ron Perlman, and I thought,
you know, he would have a Jersey accent if he was. Really from hell.
It's true, he would. That's where most people come from. Jersey.
I think that like within the scope of adapting
where they get a load of me?
These comic book properties, mm-hmm. you've got to try to make it palatable to non comic book fans.
Right.
And so I think that the big thing is making something that was written and drawn for children for 20 years. Like adapted so that adults and
I could write you a Ninja Turtles trilogy right now that would work on the big screen.
My question
if you put
is
John Cena in it, it's gold.
Well, so but I mean like that and by, I think by
no one see him, so what's the point?
Yeah, right?
I think that 1990s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie was like a sincere effort, but I don't think that they weren't trying to change very much from the material. Uh-huh. And I think that there's some funny stuff about it.
I guess my ultimate question is, and like I said, I think
some humor in it.
Has the Turtles' time passed when it comes to the big screen?
Yeah, Turtles in Time was a thing.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But they live for hundreds of years.
Yeah, that's true. They do. So I was just wondering if the Turtles' big screen,
bye.
Their big screen films,
see
are they kind
drive
of
home safely,
Aaron.
Passe.
Better actress than Megan Fox.
He did. Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
Haley Steinfeld could be Megan O'Neil.
Megan O'Neil.
April O'Neil. Nice. That'd be pretty awesome. But anyway, I hope it does well. I mean, I'm a fan of the Turtles. You know, let's see where it goes. I thought the second one was good.
I think that, and I don't think that Paramount or Nickelodeon are going to let it die.
I mean, it makes too much.
John Cena.
It makes too much money. Of course they
no,
do.
No, the Ninja Turtles, if nothing else, pumps plastic. They sell toys.
Yep.
It's very true. That is why their license is valuable, because the cartoon gets the attention or whatever, but no matter how you feel about it, everybody buys Ninja Turtle toys. They're just fun to look at, to play with. You don't even know what it is, and you see it, and you're like, a turtle with weapons. Yeah.
Do they come with turtle poops now?
Oh, no, that's one of your rotten jelly beans.
I got it.
It's a Cloaca.
Well, listen, Aaron.
Cloaca fell off.
Aaron, want to bend your ear a bit here, sir. How was your weekend? Good. What'd you watch? We mentioned at the top of the show. Oh, you did not watch.
Yeah, I was gonna.
You
go
didn't watch what?
Replicas.
The new movies that came out this week.
Shout out DJ Blast.
Is that the yeah.
What?
Speaking that's of guys who moved away from us, DJ Blast is in the chat.
DJ Blast.
Yeah, he's been commenting it up. Bro.
Oh man, yeah, DJ Blast. And
you said that because he loved your pump plastic.
That's right. I was like,
yeah. DJ Blast, of course, a good friend of the show. He's all the way in.
You guys were all compatriots at one time.
Yeah, we were. We were part of the Ed and Greg show. I was the
Budward.
I was the better half.
Budward of Chili Town Produce.
Budward of Chili Town Produce. It's pretty awesome.
Love you, man.
Yeah, he's doing well in NYC. He's mixing it up at Libation over there in New York City. And living his dream on Beat Street, if you know what I'm saying.
Freezing his blood.
King of the beat.
King of the beats, bro.
You know, it is cold over there, but
I'm sure he's used to it.
It's cool to be in a like big city where things are happening, you know?
Well, I'm glad. I mean, he's been doing a lot of things here. Now he's spreading his wings, and he's taking over NYC. And, yeah. Good for him.
Absolutely.
It's 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, no, because that's because he's up, man. He never sleeps over there.
And he goes to sleep in the city. Goes to sleep.
That's right.
Like, you can just be walking the street and something's open. Like, you just pop in, whatever.
What's funny is I think what I miss
about the city. I used to live in Boston. It was crazy.
He's a DJ, so all I ever think about is him is carrying his turntables and his records. That's all they walk around with.
In case they need to scratch
cardboard and linoleum.
Yeah, that's all I keep thinking. Like, I'm such a ding dong. I'm thinking like an 80s movie. It's so stupid.
Ding dong doesn't quite.
But anyway, Aaron, Replicas. Yep. You did not watch it.
I did.
So what did you see?
I actually didn't go to anything this
what?
Weekend.
What?
Yeah, surprisingly.
I watched everything.
I really did want to see Replicas, though.
Uh-huh.
Sounds just like him. I thought there was two of them.
I've been practicing.
This week, for some reason, I just felt staying home.
Oh, good for you.
Because we actually lost one of our workers. They quit.
Uh-huh.
So I've been getting like a lot of
what a
longer
jerk.
Hours. So
what wow. a jerk.
I just felt like staying
well,
home.
Well, he's
weekend.
Got to afford all those copies of his review that he had to print out.
That's very true. I do. I do want to commend you last week. You were under a lot of fire. People were feeling for you last week on the show, and I have to tell you something.
You got a lot of get well cards.
I have to tell you something. I admire you standing your ground in your review, and you trolled everybody.
The burn unit was.
You trolled everybody with that Aquaman printed review. It was freaking awesome.
You totally got us, man.
I loved it.
Yeah. Classic A-Rod.
Like your drawing, right. Though.
That was Todd's drawing.
I loved it.
The rabbit giving him.
That's not how I draw, but I did a really quick because I just didn't want to flip him off on camera.
Yeah.
I wanted him.
I had
to
a lot of concern.
You wanted
actually.
It to be in circle.
Yeah. It was like a Pete Davidson moment. Yeah, he's like, he quit. He quit his social media because somebody called him up. Is he all right? Has anybody seen Aaron?
Aaron's a man.
Yeah, I did get a lot of.
You did.
You know, concern.
He got some action.
It's okay.
Somebody snuck him out of the friend zone.
He knows everybody on this podcast loves him except Alika. So
I also too love
him. Love is such a strong word.
It is a very strong word.
Can I just start off with like I tolerate him?
You can. Yeah, yeah. That's a step. It's a step. It's a first step. Tolerate's good. So
tolerate itself is.
Speaking of tolerate, can we tolerate your hard media? Can you pull out your sack? And show us what's
in it. Are we done talking about the things for the week?
Well, pretty much.
What else was there?
Well, this is
Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ghostbusters! What the hell, man?
I just saw that tonight. Was that a real thing?
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, apparently.
So wait a minute. So
your master of hard media shared it on our page.
So it's a real thing. So Ivan Reitman is actually doing a sequel to Ghostbusters 2.
No,
Jason.
Jason Reitman.
But his dad is producing it.
Yeah,
he's going to be on set.
All right, I'm in.
His cousin's
and it's
sister's
a continuation.
Uncle's
it's not a reboot.
Nephew.
It's a continuation from the first two.
Next yeah. door.
All right, neighbor. If Bill Murray and he Dan knows. Aykroyd is not in it, I'm not watching it.
Well, they said they,
oh, well,
they have no cast.
I guess they won't make it now.
That's right. Hey, Jesus. See, format? Very good.
See, they're going to open a portal and pull the girls from the other universe in.
So it's going to be Kate McKinnon and Bill Murray.
No, they said they have no connection to the women.
Good.
Yeah, no, it's a different good. Universe yeah. that doesn't exist.
Yeah. From the 89 sequel.
Yeah.
That's but I don't good. Know how they're going to bring back the old. Well, guys. I tell you what, I think Jason Reitman is a very good filmmaker.
No, you don't.
And I do. I think if you've never seen Thank You for Smoking or Tully,
well, he needs a hit. Though.
Juno.
He does need a hit bad. Front Runner was not a hit
Frontrunner
at all.
Front Runner and Tully.
Yeah, did not.
Juno wasn't a hit.
Yeah. Juno was a
no,
hit.
No, I mean recently his last.
They parodied that in Scary Movie.
Really bombed.
Yeah, they did.
Like. But Jason Reitman is a very good filmmaker, and I think he has
he's had a hit.
He doesn't do comedies like his dad, so this will be the first
I'm
comedy like his dad.
That this new Ghostbusters will be just like Juno, but with proton packs.
He came out with a statement saying that like who's pregnancy. The bigger who's the biggest Ghostbusters fan is you know me.
Yeah.
I grew up with
he grew
it,
up
so
with it.
He feels he'll do it justice.
You know what's weird for me? I don't
That's
know about
what
they
you always guys. Say, and then we get Lady Busters.
I don't know what's weird is that I don't have like a serious connection to any movies. Not even Star
well, it's
Wars or Star
when
Trek.
It comes from the front.
But like, don't do that. But Ghostbusters, I have this real affection for.
Usually they're funny when it comes from the back.
Usually they're bent over when it comes from the front, though.
Good point. But yeah, I mean, the Ghostbusters, if Jason Reitman does a Ghostbusters movie, and if he does it right, I think this could be something. And, I mean,
What kind of vague review is that?
I think, well, what I'm saying is that,
if he
I
does
mean,
a thing that becomes a thing.
No, what I'm saying is that this could really be a good turn for the Ghostbusters universe, because remember when the Lady Ghostbusters
if they
movie
just
came
follow
out,
the comics, they are golden. The comics are awesome right now.
Because the Lady Ghostbusters established some kind of like they were building this universe and they were building this property on Universal called the Ghost Core, and this whole thing where it was going to be like this universe of cartoons and games and movies and stuff like that, and it never came to fruition because the Lady Ghostbusters tanked. So I'm really interested to see if that's what they're trying to do again or if they're just doing one singular movie and just calling it a day. So I hope it's
no,
just...
No, there's also an animated movie coming out after it.
Oh, yeah, is there?
Yeah. They're trying to give birth to a new franchise.
Okay, so this is going to be a whole franchise building
you
thing
can't,
again.
It's... And just like the Ninja Turtles.
Like a rebirth of the IP.
Okay.
When you own the license like that, when a property like that, you don't just let it die, especially... Because you know the next person to scoop it up is going to get it for a song.
True.
Right.
Or you could just be that guy, hold on to it, and do something good with it, and, you know.
Such a popular IP like Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, I'm very excited to see
like
what is in store.
Like the G.I. Joe movies.
He's going to have to step up his game because, like.
They need the
he's
Rock
not, he's not used
in
to
Ghostbusters. Whatever
that's
this is going to be.
They should have The Rock, and they should have like at least two or three ex-wrestlers.
First of all, I got to tell you something.
Well, yeah,
after
like
watching
it.
Those two
like
G.I. Joe movies, I thought that those were
and maybe a Magic Mike or two.
Were, they were bad, but they were watchable. You know, if that means anything. I thought those G.I. Joe movies were bad, but watchable. The second movie especially I thought was a lot of fun.
Second one was a lot better.
Yeah, it was
like
a lot
swordfish.
Better. Yeah. Huh? No, I'm not sure what that
bad
meant.
But watchable.
It's bad. Yeah, well, that's a lot of fun. Swordfish is
bad, you know.
Holly Berry.
It is not great.
Yes, it is.
You're out of your mind. Swordfish is
great. I
love
Hugh Jackman in that movie. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's like one of the worst, most
lopsided
movies.
Now you're being obtuse because it's not, I mean, it's not great, but come on. It's not
It's
not
also
horrible.
Excellent, right, is what you're saying.
I love the accurate hacking. So realistic.
It's like Suicide Squad and Swordfish.
Wow.
That's how bad it is.
One at a time.
John Travolta cannot do anything bad.
All right. Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, After
Michael?
Earth is amazing.
It's true. You mean Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth, where he's got stuff falling through out of his nose.
Him and Forrest Whitaker. Come on.
He was a white dude with dreads.
Right. That's true.
He pulled it off.
His best movie is Staying Alive, for sure. I agree. So
on Earth.
No one said that.
Nobody said that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, totally.
You always like the less superior.
His best
you know,
is
if he makes a thing
that's
that
like
becomes
saying,
a thing,
that's
that'll
like,
be something.
That's like saying his best movie is, you know, Grease 2.
Man.
No, he's not even in Grease 2. He's not in Grease 2.
That's the joke. Yeah. That's the point.
John Travolta. He's good in everything he's in.
He would have saved Grease
except
2.
For Gotti.
He was really good.
I don't know, his new movie looked pretty bad.
Oh yeah,
Speed Kills.
Speed Kills. Oh, that does look awesome. That
but
does
he's
look
bald
awful.
Now, so he's good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. It's weird. Like his career, John Travolta's career, has ebb and flowed. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like it was ebbing real high, and then it went really down again when he did that movie with Jamie Lee Curtis, Two of a Kind or whatever.
Oh God!
Yeah, and then it came back up. Well, perfect. Yeah.
That's the workout video.
Yeah. And then of course, then he became a really big relevant thing with Pulp Fiction and General's Daughter and Basic.
He was washed up by the time Pulp Fiction came out.
There was a huge gap.
Pulp Fiction was like out of nowhere. It's like, what?
Did I mention Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking Too?
Oh, those are great. Masterstrokes.
Yeah, while we're talking about Swordfish.
I think
Look Who's Talking Too is how him and Bruce Willis connected for Pulp Fiction. Oh.
I think that Tarantino needs to get John Travolta and...
is there a picture of Tarantino on the set of Look Who's Talking To?
And Nicholas...
I got a great idea for a
picture
movie.
On the wall.
And Nicholas Cage and do like a 60s original series type Star Trek.
Face off in 60 seconds.
Ooh.
Once upon a time...
That's good.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Both razors and...
Gotta be out soon, right?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, the Quentin Tarantino film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I think, is coming out at the end of this year, I believe. Yeah. I mean, they could move the date up, but...
It's probably Christmas.
He's doing a Once Upon a Time movie?
Quentin Tarantino,
La Bianca.
This is going to be his ninth movie. It's going to be about
Marilyn Manson.
The Manson murders, and then that's going to be his ninth movie, and then after that he's making his tenth movie, which will be apparently his last. So, we'll see.
Tie into the rest of his universe?
And they always do, don't they? Kind of, sort of.
They're going to find Marcellus Wallace's soul.
That would be awesome. Well, the thing was that Marcellus I don't know if you guys know
this.
Speaking of Quentin Tarantino, and it, kind of like an offshoot, remember he was going to be he wrote the script, or he wanted to write. He had a story idea for Star Trek.
Yeah.
Well, now it's official that Paramount has put Star Trek: The Cinematic Universe to bed, so we're not going to get a sequel for a while. No one's coming back. No Chris Hemsworth. No Chris Pine. Nobody. So now Star Trek is kind of. It's kind of...
But I wanted another action sequence with Sabotage playing in the background.
Hey, we've had three of them. Stop it.
They surfed a space wave.
That's true.
With their ship.
They did. I really enjoyed the second one. The second one's my favorite. That's my favorite one. But yeah, it's unfortunate.
Excuse you.
But Star Trek, the Cinematic Universe, a new one.
The fact that you didn't know the title of it just shows that you didn't like it that much.
Which one? Into Darkness?
Beyond. But the fact that you called it the second one.
Yeah, it's called Star Trek Into Darkness.
Star Trek, the second
you
one.
You pricks. It's called Into Darkness. I really enjoy that movie.
You like Beyond?
Enter Sandman.
Huh?
You didn't like Beyond?
I didn't. I liked Beyond, but it felt more like a... It kind of felt like a television episode as opposed to a full-blown Star Trek movie. So,
that was kind of the point they set it up.
That's what
like
we're
going
to get next, right? Is the next Fast and the Furious. Space. They're going to be drifting spaceships.
Well, the next Fast and the Furious is going to be Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, which is coming out this summer.
What a kick in the balls to whoever else.
To Tyrese. I don't know who's bigger, The Rock or anybody else in that franchise. I'm gonna have to say The Rock.
Well, it doesn't matter because Vin Diesel makes all the money off of it.
That's true, he does. And I don't know why. He wasn't the one complaining. It was Tyrese who was
right.
Oh, really?
Well, there was a little beef between them, too.
They did, on the set, yeah.
No, but Vin and him, too.
No, oh, really?
And Rock.
I know Vin and Rock, because they had this whole beef.
Like, no, I'm bald.
But Tyrese was the vocal.
Very vocal about
it. I'm the bald one.
I'm bald.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I'm down for another Fast and Furious movie.
I saw a thing online that said that
I stopped watching after
Fast
7.
And the Furious movies is proof positive that going fast makes you bald.
Fast Five is the best, by the way.
What?
Yeah, Fast Five is the
Tokyo
best.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
I went to see all of them in the theater up until 3.
I don't know, 7 was pretty dope. They drifted submarines.
They
so
No, they dressed in submarines in 8.
Oh, was that 8?
Yeah, that was
the Fate of
the Screw. Yeah, Screw 7. 8 was dope.
Middle of the Arctic.
Yeah, middle of
the
Arctic.
With the Lamborghini.
Right? Yeah, so awesome. It was freaking great. But anyway, Aaron, can you now reach in your sack and pull out your goodies?
Oh, are we done talking about the weeks?
I told you, I didn't.
We didn't bring Cynthia's present? I mean, her hard media bag?
You're disappointed. Don't you know he framed it and it's up on our wall now? Wow.
What are you talking about?
All right. Well, Cynthia got him an actual sack for his hard media.
You got to go back farther than that because he doesn't know about the.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I only log in to say hi to Todd and then I leave.
Oh, that's right. So let me explain this to you, Scotty D. What happens is that Aaron is the master of hard media.
Oh.
So he's the master of hard media. So what he does is every week he opens his sack to show
self-proclaimed master of hard media.
And there's no soft media.
Right. So there's no, and it's all hard media.
Oh.
And since he's the master of hard
media. They stopped making floppy disks.
It's all hard, it's all stale.
No reel to reel?
I think digital, hang on guys, I think digital is considered.
No.
I think it's
digital
not,
is non-existent.
I think it's called. I think it's digital media. No. But to be fair, I will give it to you this week.
It's transported. It would still need to be on hard media.
I would give you it this week. But what else came out?
Isn't a USB considered hard media?
Yes,
that is true. What came out for hard media this week, sir?
Well, first of all, that really bad John Travolta movie.
Oh, Speed Kills.
I'm curious to
Speed Kills.
Battlefield Earth.
Yeah.
No.
You shut your mouth.
I've tried watching that. I've tried watching that.
I
want to
watch that.
You've never seen Battlefield Earth? Oh my gosh.
I like it, actually.
You got to see it, bro.
It's one of those late nights. I can't go to sleep, and it's on, and I won't.
Because everyone trash talked Waterworld, and I liked Waterworld.
Barry, I like Waterworld, too.
Barry Pepper's career was destroyed by that film. But it's good. Anyway.
There's certain movies that just become punchlines, and sometimes you just like, is it really that bad?
John Travolta wanted to show us the goodness of L. Ron Hubbard, or LRH, in that Battlefield Earth movie.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And if you blink, you'll miss it.
If you grew up in the 80s, you know those Dianetics commercials were fire. Man.
That's all about the whole. Dianetics
commercials.
But they find all the.
No, I remember.
They do.
With the volcano.
Yeah. Yep.
You're like, what's that book about? They show this commercial nonstop.
And the man apes learn how to read.
That's right, they do. All right, Aaron, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What else comes out? Speed Kills with John Travolta. What else?
4K debut for Cliffhanger.
Is that this week? Yeah. Oh, gosh, I'm getting
that. You get to watch Stallone's girlfriend die in slow-mo.
First of all, it was not Stallone's girlfriend. That was Michael Rooker's girlfriend. Yeah.
That's why they hated each other.
That's right. By the way, that's a very underrated Stallone movie. I love Cliffhanger.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Love that
there
movie.
There was a Super Nintendo video game.
Yes, there was. What else?
Was it rated R?
That was a great game.
It was a great game.
It was rated R, wasn't it?
No.
Oh,
I think it was rated T.
No, I'm talking about the movie.
I think it was actually before the ratings, I think.
He's talking about the movie.
Oh, the movie was rated R, yeah.
The game.
Jesus.
Rated M.
All right, what else came out?
Arrow put out a pretty lavish edition of Crimson Peak.
That was one of Guillermo del Toro's disappointments.
It's kind of hard to get through.
It is hard to get through. But it looks really good.
I watched it with Swan. It's a good,
it's a good
stay inside snowy day.
It's a good coaster. Yeah. It makes you feel a good coaster.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
It's okay. You gotta be in the background. If it's just playing in the background.
Yeah.
Like background noise, it's a fine movie.
Yeah. What else?
The other big one is. Well, the last big one is The Old Man and the Gun.
One of the better movies. Robert Redford.
That was a good movie.
Was it good?
Last movie. Yeah.
Excellent.
So, okay.
That's what I voted for with most of the Hawaii film stuff.
But nobody
agreed with me, so it didn't win anything.
I didn't get a chance to see it yet, but I heard one of those really 94-minute gangbuster kind of films. And I guess he's a former thief that goes back to thieving
true
or something.
Story.
True story.
Yeah.
And it's worth the time to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
It's very, David Lorre throws it back very 70s style.
Oh, cool.
Filmmaking.
All right, I'm down.
And,
I'm down.
And Redford is charming as ever.
And this is officially his last film.
Yes, he said he's
done. You're out?
Oh, no, are you in trouble?
No, I'm not in trouble.
You're a liar.
He's totally in trouble.
He's totally in trouble. Anyway, bye, Todd.
Bye.
Take care. Love you. Anyway.
What about what was in your sack of hard media?
He just dropped it on the ground.
Yeah.
Great.
Anyway, can you tell us the last thing on your list, Aaron?
For hard media, that's it.
No, no, no. The other thing that you got, that's not technically hard media, but
take
oh,
the table now.
My first ever digital purchase.
Aaron, Aaron made his first ever digital purchase.
No,
ladies
was
and gentlemen.
It Pornhub? What is it?
Yeah, I know.
What no. was it?
Should you be announcing this?
Well, yeah. It's kind of like porn, but
no, it's.
Are you sure? Yeah. What did you buy?
Star is Born.
Oh.
On digital media.
Yeah.
You are the man. All
that
right.
That movie sucked.
Well,
it's no cinematic trash like Aquaman.
To be fair to Aaron, I mean,
why
it's not...
Why are you going
to
be fair to Aaron?
Why are you always fair to Aaron?
To
be fair to Aaron, because everybody's starting to jump on Aaron.
That's true, they do.
So let's be fair to Aaron.
Be fair to Aaron. But anyway, yeah, I'm... I have to say that I'm kind of with Format on this because he saw it as well. I thought it was good, but I don't know. I just didn't... I wasn't as, I don't know, wowed by it as a lot of people were.
It's all right.
That's yeah. fine. You don't have to like it. I'm not.
No. But you know what I mean. I'm like,
you kind of sound mad about it.
No, I'm like, well,
yeah,
I'm.
I have the salty discharge in my eyes.
No, the thing is that
gross.
If you were underwater, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah,
I really wanted to enjoy it as much as Aaron talks about it, and I don't know. I guess I enjoyed it, but I wasn't.
Guess you enjoyed it.
No, I enjoyed it, but I wasn't as enthused about it as I thought I would be after hearing what he said about it. I guess.
Well, because me and Barry talk about it.
See, there you go. That's what it shouldn't stop.
We kind of agree at the point where this movie was made to fail, though, if you really think about it.
Then it should have failed.
Because
that means they were failing at failing.
Because he's making a fourth iteration of the film, but
right.
He's adding a lot of new stuff.
Right.
He does add new stuff.
I mean, it does take a lot of gumption to get something as A Star Is Born and try and reiterate again
to be your
and again.
Directorial debut. Mm-hmm. Screenwriting debut, mm-hmm. You know,
and then again,
and having your lead actresses. Lady Gaga has never been a lead actress before,
right? And she's horrible on American Horror Story.
Is
so
she?
Why you watch it?
I've seen American Horror Story. It's. I mean, I.
You've watched the Lady Gaga years, though.
I watched the Lady Gaga. I watched three episodes with her in it, and was I could not watch them. I watched the first season, the second season,
and she actually won an Emmy.
And then I skipped the third, and then I saw her season, and I was like, I couldn't even finish it. I did not like it.
Weird.
Yeah, I couldn't finish it.
Did you watch it for me?
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
but I don't really.
American Horror Story is a strange one to get through, to be fair. I
watched the first season of American Horror Story. It was cool, but
I mean,
I'm not really much of a horror buff to begin with.
So. Yeah, it's a little, I don't know.
People say it got better.
It's a little too dour for me, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't in the right mood when I saw it, but I'm not a huge fan, so I don't like go out and watch American Horror Story. But the Lady Gaga stuff I saw was not good.
My wife loves it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Aaron, well, listen, you tell us how A Star Is Born again next week.
Yeah, please.
To be fair to Aaron.
To be fair
could
to
you, please.
You let us know how much
you should
you
have a segment on the show called
To Be Fair to Aaron. All right, done. It's getting in this year.
Yeah,
well, like I said last week, that's how I felt about the movie. I don't know,
For you?
Yeah, I don't know. I just haven't seen a movie that made me
feel that way.
Before
you guys are terrible.
I mean, it feels that way in a while. You know, it reminds me why I like
salty discharge.
Why I like watching movies.
What's the last movie you were,
so
felt like that for?
Oh, I don't know. There's
Grease
a lot.
2, probably.
Yeah.
First of all, that's mine. That's not Aaron's.
Right. You get salty discharge.
I do
for
get
Grease
salty
2.
Discharge.
Grease 2, the undiscovered country. The postman.
Grease 2.
First of all, you will not disparage the good name of the postman. I love the postman. That is a Kevin Costner classic. care what
in
anybody
post,
says.
Did you call it, say is the new Kevin Costner?
Bradley Cooper is the new Kevin Costner.
Have you never watched
Bradley
the Postman?
Cooper as the Postman?
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper.
Alika, you never seen the Postman?
No.
What the?
What?
It's the future.
Don't get mad at me.
And he is the only postman in the world.
Oh my goodness! So much mail.
Because he
But it's in the future, like 1999 or
yeah, it's like 19 something, 1999 or like 2000, whatever it is.
It's like the milkman.
But it's incredible. I love the postman. As awful as everybody says it is, I don't know what it is about that movie. It's Kevin Costner's resilient performance as that character that really drives it home that he will go through rain, nor snow, nor sleet will stop him from delivering that mail.
Oh, I love the triumphant Kevin Costner.
You know, this sounds like a lot of salty discharge.
You're picking the worst movie to try and convince him.
No, actually,
how dare you? How dare you? If anybody likes the water world, they will love the Postman.
Kevin Costner in sci-fi is the only Kevin Costner I will accept.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, by the way, that is the name of the podcast, Salty Discharge.
His role in
well, then
in,
he must love Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is so much sci-fi.
That's not sci-fi. That's corny Americana.
Yeah, and apparently everybody loves it, but me. I don't like it.
Really?
What is that?
I feel
Dances
James.
With Wolves?
What?
Oh, I love Dances with Wolves.
Smack
was,
yourself.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Well,
like
you're not
Field
a sports
James.
Person, so
no,
you don't care.
I listen, when I watched that film, I was playing baseball at the time.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Playing baseball.
Why don't you shut
you
up,
know,
Scott?
You know, warming the bench.
My
that was one
balls.
More bench.
I was a first baseman, bro.
You were the first base.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Shut up. I'm such a jerk, bro. Anyway, listen. I got to work tomorrow, and I got to get out of here.
We're not done.
We
still got to talk about Godzilla 3.
I got to still get through 1 and 2 on Netflix. I still got to get through 1 and 2 on Netflix.
Godzilla 3 this.
Yeah, we watched
you
it.
You actually watched it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was weird that it took three things to get to the other monsters, but I thought it was awesome.
By the way, speaking of Netflix, there is a crap ton of new releases coming out
there
Netflix
isn't.
On the 18th.
Oh, on the 18th.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's just
a
bunch of stuff.
Punisher
yeah.
Yep.
Coming out.
Punisher's coming out. The Fire documentary's coming out. I think,
ask the media guy.
I think the Kingdom is coming out. That Korean vampire or zombie.
The
oh, yeah.
The
yeah,
Peter
yeah.
Berg movie?
Shut up.
That's a great movie.
The
what
Korean
is
zombie
space
movie. Yeah,
back
that looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It Kingdom?
It's called The Kingdom, I think. Or Kingdom.
Wait, you didn't like it?
What?
The remake of Lost in Space?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, I thought it was
I liked
good.
It.
I enjoyed it. I liked it. I'm surprised. I'm wondering if we're actually going to get a season 2. Haven't heard anything yet. So, we didn't talk about it, but they've already announced the release date for Stranger Things season 3, which is coming out.
Never
they already released the promo, so it's kind of like just get on
to
with
be,
it already.
You've never watched Stranger Things at all?
No.
The first season's great.
I have not watched season 2 or 3.
My kids watch it.
3 is a no.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Nobody's seen
Nobody's
3.
Seen 3. Okay, good.
And the Rumbles.
And the Rumbles on the 30. Well, it's the last week of January.
Well, it's coming out.
All right.
I'm only saying that because DJ Blast keeps repeating it.
Oh, Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
He wants to know.
Yeah. I wanna. I'm gonna. I guess we're gonna. I don't know what we're gonna do. We're gonna have to get together, find a place to watch.
Come over to my house.
I would love to do that. That'd be freaking awesome.
You gonna pay for Vegas?
Nope.
Shut up, Scott. That would
I'll
be
make
awesome.
Chili.
Ooh.
You want to bring it out of my house?
Yeah. Royal Rumble is always fun because whenever we do Royal Rumble, we always draw numbers. And if what we always do, like if your guy wins, I don't know, we do something, but it's a lot of fun.
We cheer loudly.
You eat the cookie.
Yes, exactly. It's a lot of fun. We
get extra pistachio pudding.
Yeah, extra pistachio pudding. That's it, right there.
Awesome. Yeah, DJ Blast put in his numbers already.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What did he
7,
put in?
17, and 27.
He took all the sevens?
He took
What's
all
up
the
with
se-
that?
Jeez, DJ Blast. Anyway, if you guys are in the New York City area, check out DJ Blast. He's spinning at Libation with DJ
Music.
Louis Mollet, if you can check him out there
he's
as
not,
well.
He's not just spinning in New York.
He's doing a spinning class.
Right. He's lost right now. If anybody can help him.
You know when Bill Murray is talking to Dana in the Ghostbusters thing, and he's by the fountain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's DJ Blast.
DJ Blast.
In New York.
That's awesome.
I mean, his Instagram looks like he is lost. He's either on a street corner or in a subway. He's always going somewhere, but he
doesn't know where. That does make sense.
He should do like a live thing where he's like
lost in New York,
lost in NYC. That's it.
Like Uncle Traveling Matt.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, hey, DJ Blast here.
See?
Do it like Mixmaster Mike cruising with the backpack.
I love you, though.
Going down.
That would be a DJ Blast Instagram I would follow. That would be a DJ Blast Instagram I'd follow. I'd definitely check
Absolutely.
That out.
Absolutely.
Sweet. Anyway, Kai, thanks for joining us, man. We're going to get out of here. We appreciate it. Oh, you just wanted those? Oh, are you going to put your numbers in for Rumble? I know you're a big fan, so just like the rest of us.
I'm just going to pick my main wrestler.
All right. Who's going to win?
McIntyre.
Drew, that's who I picked last week. I already knew Drew McIntyre was going to win the whole thing. You know how much
covered all that,
Vince McMahon loves Drew McIntyre. So we'll see.
We say it's cool.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. He loves his beef.
Yeah, he loves his beef.
If they follow the comics, that was weird.
But anyway, listen, Scotty D, yes. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here, sir. Okay, no, it wasn't. I really hate your guts.
Yeah, tell me what the joke was.
I'll tell you what the joke was as soon as we get off the air, I promise. We're not going to do it
on
here.
It.
No, I can't end it like that. No, that joke will end this
If it was good enough for radio,
that joke will end this program for sure. I'm surprised you got away with it on the radio back in the day. But we'll talk about that after the show. Scotty D, happy birthday to you, brother.
Thank you.
We certainly appreciate it. How long are you sticking around?
Got a week.
Oh, sweet. Fantastic. Maybe we can catch up, get some dinner or something, and then...
He's not calling you.
It's true, I'm not. I'm just being nice.
No, he's talking about Scott to you.
He called me. He texted me last night because we were at a bar, and he's like, why are you calling me?
In Sunset, and I was just giving him crap
about
it. You
know how much I don't like to drink?
Yeah, I hate drinking. I do, but I like sushi. Anyway, speaking of sushi, Dr. Lee.
I hate seafood. What is Jesus.
Hey, thanks for joining
no
us.
No sense whatsoever.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Dr. Leaks. You are a fan. We certainly do appreciate it. Maybe next week we'll talk to Gannon and Silent Sean about Escape Room. They got to watch the movie Escape Room. So we'll talk to them about that next
very
week.
Very good at escaping tonight.
So, of course, thanks a lot to the gaming guru himself, Format. He's smiting away here as well. Don't forget.
Smite them.
Smiting them all. Also, Mighty big thank you and big shout out to Aaron, who will be. Will you be hitting the theaters this weekend?
Yay. Yeah, Thursday.
Leave what are you watching?
The first movie of 2019.
Yeah. Which is?
Glass. Clubbing them, baby.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Glass is coming out this Friday.
Are you doing
Thursday
night?
It's getting so harsh in the room.
Oh, can you get me in? I'll come watch that with you.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, no, wait, I got a message.
And yeah, it's getting. It's getting.
It's getting sad.
No, no. Because it is getting savage in the reviews right now, so we'll see.
Probably amazing.
Yeah, I have a mind of your own and go watch it yourself.
That's
I didn't
true.
Watch exactly. Split, and I'm like very low energy to go watch.
You didn't watch Split one. Yet?
No,
dude.
I know it's getting. It was
dude, awesome. Bro, dude,
dude, bro,
bro.
Split's all right, dude, bro.
Well, if everybody's all like Split's all right, then don't watch Glass. All right, sheesh. All right, so Glass this weekend, Thursday night, over at the Miami Mall Megaplex. You don't want to miss it. Kai, thanks for coming and running the board and eating my jelly beans.
Can I say something?
Can you say something? There's a mic right there. What do you want to say?
I'm wearing the mic right now.
Oh, what do you want to say?
Please support the Patreon. We do need the money.
Oh, I did change up the Patreon, by the way, so you guys can check it out.
What did you change?
Yeah, I want
to
know.
It goes to his bank account.
You should see. I'll let you check it out.
You can see his front room.
It changed it and updated it. And
he added a fun new GIF. Wait, I'm sorry, GIF.
You're more right than wrong.
What the hell?
It's a dancing time.
Anyway, IMG Money. We will be back next week, same time, same channel. All the boys will be back, and I think maybe even the girls. So we will see. We'll have a full house.
Real quick, tomorrow night at Kyle Monitor, they're starting their retro movie screenings. So I'm going to tomorrow's
What's
one.
The movie?
To what?
They're kicking it off with Fight Club.
Oh. I can't believe Fight Club and Retro are in the same.
It would be cool if they hand out soap.
If I was still in my 20s, that would be cool. I
tell you what, though. I mean, even now, Fight Club is still a pretty dang good movie. Yeah. So
I don't know if I could rewatch
it. So they're doing retro showings throughout.
So what are they? So Fight Club is first, and then what's next?
Chocolate Pudding.
I'm not sure what's in order, but... They got Big Lebowski lined up, yes. Raising Arizona.
Yes.
Seriously, these are like if I was still in college.
Well, it is retro.
It is retro.
There's Repo Man.
Yes. I love Repo Man.
What's Repo Man?
Emilio Estevez.
And Harry Dean Stanton.
Yep.
Great movie.
Okay. That's probably movie. The best, the most
that's the That's the one directed by Alex Cox. Very good movie.
Yeah.
Another one where they're
on. What else is on the schedule?
It's
for some reason,
any Pauly Shore movies? So not interested.
Yeah. Yeah. No son-in-law, no Encino man. Yeah.
No love for the Encino man, buddy.
Buddy, I love Encino man, I gotta tell you.
There's Kill Bill Volume 1.
Uh-huh, but no Kill Bill Volume 2.
In the Army now.
Next time I watch Kill Bill, I'm watching it as the whole bloody affair.
We watched In the Army Now on Netflix. It holds up.
Does it really?
The Andy Dick, Pauly Shore, Lori...
Chemistry?
Oh, incredible. David Alan Greer.
I'm going to take your word for it, bro.
It's incredible.
I'm going to take your word
for it. No, it's on Netflix.
All right, I'll check it out.
Hey, you want a good time? You got an hour and a half? Check it out.
I don't know. I love Encino, man. That's my favorite. All right, we'll check it out. Son-in-Law is my second favorite, for sure. And then maybe Biodome.
Son-in-Law is incredible.
Son-in-Law's
Biodome should be number one, man.
Biodome is number three in my book.
Biodome's great.
Encino Man's my favorite. Anyway.
Biodome is a great Pauly Shore. Every Pauly Shore movie has a person in it that Pauly Shore annoys the crap out of, and they hate him with a passion.
Yeah.
But the guy in Biodome who hated Pauly Shore.
Oh, William Atherton?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was like the best anti-Pauly Shore in any movie. Because he actually tried to murder them.
William Atherton, of course, is the
he tried to straight up kill Pauly Shore.
He's Ghostbusters. He's Peck. Right. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Actually, Stephen Baldwin in that. Stephen Baldwin, right?
Stephen.
Yeah. He was the one that irritated the crap out of me. In
he
there.
Did.
Oh
yeah,
God, he was so good in that movie.
Bro, you. It's
he's
so
a perfect. You never thought Pauly Shore could have a good counterpoint, and then you get Stephen Baldwin. Like,
it's funny that Alika likes all of these college age flicks, so awesome. Man.
They're fun, man. You can't watch it without having fun.
No, they are fun for sure. I completely agree. Yeah, ain't nothing like wheezing the juice.
I always wheeze the juice.
You can't even make the weasel noise.
With the weasel. Heck yeah.
His little outburst to Michael Rapaport was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And he ended up taking it the wrong way.
No, what?
So Michael Rapaport was pretty mad about Kevin Hart not being an Oscars host. And for some reason, Pauly Shore saw him
just over some gay jokes. What the hell?
Kevin Hart. Right? Was it he was bashing Kevin Hart?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, so Pauly Shore is went off. He's like, F you, Michael Rapaport. All this kind of stuff. But he actually wasn't bashing Kevin Hart.
He was trying to
He
was being ironic.
Yeah, so Pauly invited him to one of his shows and apologized to him on stage.
Wow.
Pauly Shore is a great stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And, you know, my love of Pauly Shore is not ironic at all. I truly love Pauly Shore. He's a great comedian. And he's probably the last original comic voice, we have.
It's been a few years, but I saw him and I met him in Kihei. He played a stand-up show at some bar.
What?
Yeah. Me and my dad both met him, and we both got autographs.
Oh,
and it was
what?
Great.
What I smell is a Pauly Shore commentary in the Nerdwatch's future.
I will do the entire Pauly Shore catalog, including Jury Duty. I don't give a crap that his sidekick is a dog in that one.
Jury Duty is the worst. I can't.
Jury Duty's hard.
Oh, gosh, I can't.
I'm a Pauly Shore fan, and that one was a little rough.
I can't get through that. That's a tough one. Even with Tia Carrere, I can't.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's rough.
It's rough. Anyway, gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I love doing the show. I love all of you. We'll see you guys next week. A review of Glass and Escape Room is coming up. And in just a few short weeks, I think the Gaming Guru is going to have a lot of homework, because not only is Resident Evil 2 coming out, but also Kingdom Hearts 3. Kingdom Hearts 3 is hitting the gaming world.
I think I might play that too.
So Kingdom Hearts 3 is
it on just PS4?
PS4, Xbox One, X, they're both for both systems, so it's fine.
Oh, it's Xbox One?
Yeah, Xbox One as well, yeah. So you guys should check it out. So Format is going to be talking a lot about Kingdom Hearts 3 and Resident Evil 2. I did play the one-shot demo, and I finished it.
Wait,
and
before,
got
you actually before that finish happens,
a game?
Can I ask?
Mm-hmm. I finished it.
What did you think of Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2?
Solid games.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm
big fans of them.
I only played Kingdom Hearts.
Format and I talked about that on our little
you
program
the
after the show.
Edition right now.
And I told him that I was not a fan of the combat and how the story went.
I like the combat in Kingdom Hearts. I only played one.
And
again,
so it kind of threw me off my game. And then after I played two, the combat,
was fun. It's like a more Zelda-like.
Well, the
not
combat
RPG.
In two is better, but for some reason I was still out of it. So I am going to give Kingdom Hearts 3 a shot. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the improvements are. And this is a game that's, 15 years in the making, just about? Just about 15 years. So, I will say this. That Resident Evil 2 looks way better than I ever thought it was going to look. So I am very impressed with it. And after playing that demo, you know what's funny? That game, I realized that game is all atmosphere. You know, as hokey as the puzzles are and everything, the atmosphere is what always gets you in that series, and it did a good job in the demo, so it makes me want to play the game, so I can't wait. So, Format, that's going to be your homework, those two big games, because I want to know how they are. I cannot wait. So, you'll finish it.
Gannon already played the demo. No. Said it was solid.
Yeah,
Gannon's just super excited.
The demo is solid. I just want to know what you think of Kingdom Hearts 3, because I don't know. I want to buy it, but
it's
I want to see what you... I want to know...
It's good. It's already good.
It's already...
already good.
It's a preemptive review.
All of the previous Kingdom Hearts stuff is solid, too.
Yeah.
Breath by Sleep... 2.5, all that stuff.
That was on the Nintendo DS, and then...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There were side titles.
Side titles, yeah.
You know, that's what kind of makes me bummed out that I never got into the DS, because they also have side quest Zelda games and weirdo Mario games. Mm-hmm. If I had a DS, but it's just a lot of stuff to get into.
Just a lot of crap. It's very true. Anyway, guys, once again, we are going to leave this time. We will see you guys next week. Right here on the show, same nerd time. Same nerd channel.
How many times I gotta bring it up?
I know you do. We'll make some time next week because I have got to get it up early tomorrow. Hey, it's gonna happen. Stop it. Everybody just relax. All right? I love you all.
Scott's not gonna be here next week, so no, we're not gonna cover it.
He'll cover it the next time I come back.
Well, without it's fine. Without him here,
he actually comes back quite often.
Yeah. Probably be like 3 or 4 months.
Without him here, we still cover the white guy quotient for this show, so it's fine.
We gotta talk about people leaving the gaming companies and people getting sued for porn and all that.
Oh my god! You mean Bungie and Activision and Randy Pitchford? Yeah, we'll totally get into that.
Can we not talk about that?
Yeah. Randy Pitchford leaving his magic stick at Medieval Times. We'll get into that later because that's a whole other show.
Oh yeah,
that's a whole other show. Anyway, it's
not
been
this show, but a whole other show.
Please, absolutely
split yourself from Activision. Right
No, they already did.
They already did.
Bungie already did.
No,
it's already
Blizzard.
Done. Oh, Blizzard. No, they ain't gonna get rid of that cash cow. They got Diablo Immortal coming out, man. Don't you guys have phones? Anyway,
I'm about to slap you right now.
That'd be a crash on your way home.
Wow!
That went really dark.
Jeez,
really
that
fast.
Was super dark,
man. I
said,
slap him, and you want him to die.
Yeah. No, I don't want him to die. I just want him to crash.
I'm going to go want him to have his lug nuts while we close out the show.
Fix his brakes for him.
Fix
him
break.
Yeah.
See?
Well,
all right.
Jimmy
J. Big shout out to Jimmy J.
Amazing
Con coming out next month, right?
February 22nd to the
24th. 22nd through the 24th.
Oahu,
Hawaii Convention Center. It's happening.
We got the entire creative team from the original Marvel Cosmic Universe of the Bronze Age. Jim Starlin, Marv Wolfman.
Nice.
George Perez.
George Perez is coming?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wait, is it George Perez? Right? They got him, right?
Marv.
Marv Wolfman and Jim Starlin for sure.
He only chimes in when Lindsay's here.
Wolfman's got the coolest name though.
I know Marv Wolfman. That's like a
the coolest name.
That's
ever.
A DJ name.
That's a DJ name. It absolutely is. Well, guys, once again, it's been an absolute pleasure. I love all of you.
Wonky McConnell.
Oh dear God.
Anyway,
Monkey Doohang.
I love Monkey Doohang and Flippity Jackman.
He said, I'm right. George Perez is coming.
Shut your face.
Yeah, so it's like the whole cosmic
Oh, sweet. Team. That is fantastic. What about
Wimbledon McGillicuddy?
I like how you try to keep ending the show, but we always ask for more.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. All right, till next week. Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And we will see the Nerd Watch right back here next week. Until then, aloha.
Aloha.
Banana.